Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, we are here for our Friday show. Haven't been able to get the chat room opened up yet, but we are still working on that. And so as soon as we can get it opened up, we will have it open. For almost a century, sociologists have described how societies with large numbers of unemployed intellectuals are a danger to the governments and the cultures of which they are a part. The theory is that any country with a large group of bright, knowledgeable people who feel alienated from and can't join the mainstream will have a strong counterculture. We are seeing that today. But here is an example from China. The ferocious rebellions led by Huang Chaiho of the late Tang Dynasty and its successors in the 10th century, the rebellions in the middle period of the Northern Song and the later Ming and not least Taiping Revolution of the 19th century drew some of their leadership and bitterness from men who had taken the examinations and failed to gain the desired degrees. These were unemployed intellectuals trained in the Confucian classics and then made into superfluous men. They were the first unemployed intellectuals to turn to the revolutionary path. Karl Marx thought that a certain socialist movement of which he disapproved drew its support from lawyers without briefs, physicians without patients, and students who specialized in billiards. This is especially true in affluent and democratic societies. Most revolutionary currents of the post-1945 West can be traced to disaffected and unemployed, underemployed people with college degrees, not workers or peasants. This psychology is present within America's liberal elite. College administrators, anti-racist activists, woke journalists, and HR bureaucrats are all educated people who don't make much money, but who can wield power over others, often others who may have a superior social status to theirs, by accusing them of racism, having them fired or humiliated. Do you see what is going on here in America today, folks? All of this that I just got through describing is happening. And it's happening not just here in America, but all over the world. All you have to do to get in trouble is be white, say something that offends somebody of a different color, and wham, you're in trouble. Well, seems like I'm always going to be in trouble because I was raised with right and wrong. It doesn't matter to me if I offend somebody. It doesn't matter if somebody is offended by the truth. If they're offended by the truth and they want to come after me, so be it. I have a gun. But that being said, today have to stop being so willy-nilly and thin-skinned. As long as you're a human, as long as you're alive, there is going to be somebody out there. And it doesn't matter what color they are. It doesn't matter what ethnicity they are. It doesn't matter anything. But if they're human, somebody along the line is going to offend you. It used to be we just kind of let that kind of stuff roll off our backs and we just go on living our lives and doing what we had to do to make sure that things were good in our life. Not anymore. We have all these intellectual, unemployed people who are running around this nation destroying other people's property because they feel they have the right to because somebody got killed unjustly. The problem with this kind of thinking, folks, is that the unjustness of that original killing is now irrelevant because the people who have decided upon themselves that everybody who doesn't agree with them is racist, and because of that, they can go out and destroy people's lives, destroy things bash somebody's head in just because they're pissed off somebody doesn't agree with them. There is where the biggest problem this nation has today is. These intellectual, unemployed or underemployed morons who may be bright in the head, but they're stupid when it comes to common sense. And that's all there is to it. Welcome to today's show. Like I said, today I am in the process of trying to get my chat room open. It isn't right at the moment, but we are glad that you are here. And now on with the show.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome to Hour 1 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert T. and Fidel Garding, as we strive hard to bring you the correct news as it actually happens, with no liberal spin or unbiased lies that are parroted in the lame streamlined media. Using the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason, in this unreasonable world comes NWCR Radio on Conservative Nation Media from Albuquerque, New Mexico, where America always wins. And now, here's Robert. Okay, we are back. We got our chat room open. It is there right now if anybody decides to show up. We are on our second show of the week. We're scheduled for 2 hours, but we're going to try to do the 2 hours, but we're not really sure if we can do that today, as there are several things that are pressing on me today. So I am in the process of trying to find out how long this show will go. I know it'll go at least an hour, but I've been finding all kinds of articles that run back and forth on the gamut of what is really going on in this nation. And right now, white people, no matter how they feel or what they agree with, are the racist in this country. I was watching a video the other night where a black cop had to set a white woman straight because, according to her, and this is probably true with all of them, this systemic racism that has suddenly appeared out of nowhere and it just seems to be everywhere. Systemic racism probably means exactly what this young white woman was saying, that systemic white people, systemic racism only applies to white people. Black people cannot by any means be involved with systemic racism. That's just not in their DNA, according to her. And this cop that faced this woman was black. There was two cops there. One was white, and he was married to a black woman. And he told that woman that, "I'm not racist. I'm married to a black woman." And the woman says, "It doesn't matter. All your friends can be black. But because you're white, you're systemic racist." And then the black man says, "Well," the black cop came up and said, "Well, what about me? I'm married to a black woman." And she says, "Well, you're black. There's no possibility of you being a systemic racist." And he proceeded to put her in her place, even though she wasn't listening. She kept yelling back at him. But he quoted the Bible at her. What he did was absolutely the truth here, folks. We have to stop and think about this here. We have morons running around the streets telling everybody who is white they're racist, they're systemic racist, blacks can't be. And yet, the Bible says racism is all over. It's not just one color. And we need to follow our heavenly ideals on all of this thing if we're going to get through what's hitting our nation now. We have suddenly, now that the nation is starting to reopen again, what is happening now is exactly what I was predicting a month or so ago. Once the nation starts to reopen and the Democrats realize that they're starting to lose their control over the people, there is going to be a new influx of COVID people. Now, here's how this whole thing with this new influx is happening. You have a person that goes into a hospital for a broken leg. They are going to get tested for COVID. Now, whether they have it or not doesn't really matter. I think that if they go in for a broken leg and they don't have COVID, somewhere along the line it's going to be written down that they came in for COVID. Now, all these kids that the left has been saying, you know, that are out protesting, the left, a member of the left told them that the thing that they need to do is go and get tested. Well, of course, go and get tested. They've been running around without masks, right up against others, passing germs back and forth to each other. Of course, there's going to be COVID in them, guys. They're running around not even using social distance, which all the rest of us have to. The left was saying, "Oh, they don't, it doesn't matter, they're not going to get it." Well, guess what? They did. Now we've got all these kids coming in from these protests, going in, getting tested. They may not have any symptoms at all. A lot of them don't, but they've got COVID. So they are listed as COVID positive. Therefore, we are getting a whole new slew of people who have got COVID, whether they realize it or not. Most of them are not even sick. A lot of them have probably already gotten over it and are getting better. Never knew they had it, but they are listed as being COVID positive. And that's why states like Florida, Texas, and others are starting to rethink their reopening. This is exactly what the Democrats wanted. They want to keep their thumb on the back of our necks so that we can't do anything. Now, I've been running around ever since this whole thing started up without a mask. I don't own one. I won't own one. I found things from doctors that said that you wear a mask and it's going to cut down your oxygen levels in your blood by amounts that could make you pass out, could kill you, could cause an accident if you're driving your car. And I've watched so many idiots inside a car all alone with the air conditioner going, their windows shut, and they're driving with a mask over their face. These people have less oxygen in their blood, less oxygen in their lungs, less oxygen in their head, in their brain. And some of them are passing out while driving and having an accident. We have to use common sense here, folks. We've got to stop wearing our masks when we don't need to. When you're outside in the sun, getting fresh air, take that freaking mask off. You don't have to have it if you're walking down a street and nobody is near you. All you are doing is making yourself sick. All you are doing is cutting down the oxygen levels in your blood, cutting down the oxygen levels in your brain. And then when you get sick because of it, you can't understand why, when it's been told to you over and over and over and over again, you were not made to wear a mask all the time. You were not made to wear a mask, period. If you're out in the fresh air, get the fresh air for crying outside here. All you are doing is making your body susceptible to this next round of COVID, which is coming. And it's all by plan. It's all by plan, folks. The government has planned this. Fauci has planned this. The Democrats have got this in their playbook. We are just doing everything that we can to make sure that they are showing everyone the hey. We were right all along. No, they were not. They've been wrong at every step of the way. And then this Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's supposed top health expert, on Friday warned that some parts of the country are facing a serious problem as COVID-19 infection rates spiral in the U.S. states across the South and the West. Yeah, because they're starting to test people they had never tested before. People who have been out demonstrating, running around in the streets, raising hell, being stupid, not wearing a mask while being right up against other people. In a society right now that is fighting this infection, if you're going to be right up on top of somebody else, by all means, put a mask on. But up until now, all of these people who have been running around destroying property, trying to start new areas inside cities, haven't bothered to wear a mask. And yes, some of them are catching it. And all I can say is good for them. And then on top of that, here we have prisons in the United States who are releasing felons into the streets because they're afraid they'll get COVID. Well, if they're in the prison, who freaking cares? They're in prison for a reason. Don't put them out on the street so they can start having a crime spree again. And if they're releasing them because they may have COVID, they may have COVID. They're going to go out in the street and start giving it to other people. For crying outside here, what are we thinking? This whole idea that everything that is going on in this nation has to be completely closed down, has to be completely controlled, or the people won't know what the hell they're doing, is stupid. And then we have Joe Biden. I have never, God forbid if this man ever wins the presidency. Did you hear what he said the other day?
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Yeah, we got 120 million dead from COVID. Yeah, freaking right. That man has no clue what the hell he's talking about. And then he's also saying that we've got 150 million dead from firearms. Well, let's see, 120 million and 150 million, that's 370 million or 320 or 330 million people. That's damn near the whole population of the United States. Why are we locked down? Hell, everybody's dead. We don't have to worry about it anymore. And this little soundbite of 7 seconds of Biden saying this has to be played.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
It has to be played over and over and over again.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
We have to know that the Democrats have a plan for us, and it's not a plan that we're all going to like. They want to shut down everybody who dissents with them. Once they find out about this show, if this show ever gets big enough for them to find out about, they'll come after me to shut me down. My good friend in California who teaches the Constitution, he does speaking tours to teach the Constitution. I am now in the process of doing the same thing. I want to do this, especially being in a liberal state like New Mexico. The people here need to learn what the Constitution tells them the government can and cannot do. And right now the government is overstepping almost every bound that they can find. And then we have Biden.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
What would happen? Ken said something like this. It wouldn't be a laughing stock like Joe Biden is. The Democrats just kind of pass him off and say, well, that's just Joe Biden. But if we had somebody from the Republican ranks come up and say something like this, shit, the media would be all over them like ugly on an ape, and we would never be able to forget that they said this. But this was something, this little seven second little soundbite, I had to look for, because the media doesn't want to touch that one. They don't, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, they don't want to touch this stuff because it goes against the agenda. The Democrats have everything going for them. They want to save this nation. They don't know what's going on. And it's totally evidenced in Joe Biden.
Unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
And, folks, we have to start using our common sense here. That's just all there is to it. Common sense is the way to go. And if you don't use it, you can be the smartest person in the room. But if you have no common sense, you're not somebody I want to listen to, and you're not somebody else needs to listen to either, because you may be smart, you may be a genius, but with no common sense, you're just another dunderhead. And we have a whole bunch of them running around this nation now telling everybody that if you're white, you're racist, period. And we have a person in my chat room who's saying, well, I'm still voting for Biden. It doesn't matter to a lot of people that Biden is constantly sticking his foot into places he shouldn't, opening his mouth when he shouldn't. To me, someone like that would be scary in the White House when he has the ability to put his finger on the button, when he doesn't think before he does things. I don't understand the mentality of people who will go ahead and vote for somebody who is telling everybody they don't care about America, they don't care about anything, just getting into the White House. Destroying everything that has been done for America over the last 3 years. And there has been a lot. And now we have Black Lives Matter co-founder, it's turning out that they're connected to the Maduro regime with Venezuela. Which is completely goes against America, for one thing. They want to emulate dictators. They want to emulate that. Bring it to America. People are getting in trouble, losing their jobs for simply saying, I don't agree with Black Lives Matter. I think all lives matter, which is the way it should be. But no, it's got to be Black Lives Matter. And you can't say Hispanic Lives Matter or White Lives Matter or Yellow Lives Matter. It has to be Black Lives Matter. You say anything other than Black Lives Matter, you get in trouble. You lose your job. You have people come after you like you're the worst, horrible, most icky human being in the world because you don't believe Black Lives Matter. No, that's not what you're saying. You're just not to one group of people and saying those are the only ones that matter. But people who go and say all lives matter are getting in trouble. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their families. They're losing their homes because they're getting burned out. They're getting attacked on the streets. This isn't the country that I grew up in. This isn't the country that we should want. But we have people who are just constantly saying, oh, I'm going to vote for him because he's the one I want. Even though he's the one who wants to continue all this insanity. And Trump has not brought a lot of this on himself. Most of the people who believe that Trump has brought a lot has only watched the news from the mainstream lying liberal media who can't tell the truth in the first place about anything. And they will put him down in every way that they possibly can and make him look like a dunderhead. But he has brought this economy back in a way that Obama could never do. And then when the Democrats and everybody decided, oh, we can't stop him that way, let's throw a disease in there. Let's stop this nation. Let's lock everybody down, shut down businesses. That'll do it, by God. That'll stop him. And then when things started to open back up and the economy started to come back up, oh, guess what happened? Exactly what I said several months ago. If things start going good and economy starts and people start opening up states and states start opening up, people start going back to work, the economy is going to start coming back. It started coming back, and all of a sudden, here it is again. They're locking us back down. All the Democrats and a lot of the Republicans who don't have the spine to stand up and say, no, this is not right. We cannot survive as a nation keeping our workforce locked down. Oh, yeah, of course, Colin Powell says that. He said that about Trump. He said that about Bush. He said that about anybody who doesn't agree with everything he says. Colin Powell has said that before. And then he's also turned around and said, well, I don't know. That's not exactly right, but I said it, so I'm going to stick with it. I don't stick with just one news story about things. I saw that one where Colin Powell said Trump lies all the time, but I also saw others where he had backtracked on that. Of course, you didn't, but that's okay. You listen to the lamestream lying liberal media. And that's just, you know, when people start to realize that the media is lying to them and start looking for other ways to find news, they'll find out that Trump is not really as bad as everybody is making him out to be. He's not. So Powell served this country, yes. So did McCain, but McCain was a liar. I know a lot of people who have served this nation and still think that the Republican Party is trying to do the right thing for this nation. And there's just, I don't know. I just can't understand the thinking of people who just get their, well, I guess I can, because they're not hearing what's actually happening. They're not hearing what's actually going on. All they're hearing is the lamestream liberal lying media throwing them dribble that they hope will everybody will just catch and say, oh, this has got to be true because it's in the paper. Yeah.
We will be right back after these important messages.
You are listening to Conservative Nation Media, where freedom-loving Americans congregate.
Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Been looking for an online gathering place, you know, a familiar screen, does everything you're used to, except give you grief for being a conservative? You gotta try the Tea Party Community. At TPC, you'll know how everything works from the very first minute, and you'll probably find a lot of friends who are already there. Organize, communicate, share ideas, upcoming events, pictures, and videos. The Tea Party Community connects and empowers like-minded, politically conservative people. Like you, sign up today at TeaPartyCommunity.com.
Okay, one of the things that really should scare everybody here in this nation is what is going on in Minneapolis. The Minneapolis City Council is advancing its plans to dismantle the city's police department amidst protests since the death of George Floyd. And it's like I've said before, folks, once those protests became violent, they were no longer about George Floyd. And that's the best thing for everybody to realize is that one main fact. Once they got violent, it was no longer about George Floyd. And it hasn't been about George Floyd for a while now. But the Minneapolis City Council voted 12-0 approving a radical proposal to change the city's charter that would allow the police department to be dismantled, marking the first step in the process that faces significant bureaucratic hurdles to make November ballot. In the unanimous decision Friday, and this is the thing that's scary, folks, is the unanimous decision here. They want to get rid of the police. Fine. In a few years, Minneapolis is going to be just like Chicago, if not worse, where a couple of weekends ago on Father's Day, they had over 100 shootings in one weekend, and some of the dead were toddlers and children. Minneapolis is going to be worse than that. In a unanimous decision Friday, the council passed the proposal to amend the city charter, which would allow the Minneapolis Police Department to be replaced by a Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention. Now, if this is put together by the Liberal government, you can almost be sure of the fact that it's not going to be violence prevention. It's going to be control of people's lives and controlling the way they think, act, and do things in public. And it's coming that to that point, folks. We are turning away from common sense in this nation and going straight into the other end of that spectrum where common sense has nothing to do with it. According to a draft of this amendment, the agency would focus on public health approach, which on that point is not a bad idea. But public health has taken a beating because of government intervention. So that's another beating that it's probably going to get, and it requires it to be led by someone with non-law enforcement experience in community safety services. So in other words, a community service person like Obama was. And we know how that one turned out. Members said they know this proposal is not the change people are asking for, but they don't care. They don't care what the people are asking for. They just want to do things their way. It doesn't matter that the people are the ones who are supposed to be in charge, that they are working for the people. Well, that doesn't matter at all. People don't know what they're doing. The people are stupid, so we're going to do it this way. The members said they know this proposal is not the change the people are asking for, but noted it's a step in the right direction. No, it probably isn't, but that's neither here nor there. Says this is the precondition for the change the people are asking for, said Steve Fletcher, Minneapolis City Council member. It's a way of reducing the barriers that have prevented previous councils and previous mayors and others from doing what needed to be done. No, what needed to be done is what the Democrats are and the Liberals are doing to this country today, and that is destroying it. They're tearing our Constitution apart bit by bit. They're tearing everything apart bit by bit and putting in anarchy and treason and lawlessness. You have noticed that all this lawlessness that we've had over the past month all over this nation, where rioters have broken out, destroyed things, destroyed cars, set them on fire, set police cars on fire with police in them. And that's okay. They're only expressing their right to free speech. But let that happen from the other side of the aisle, and you're a criminal. And that's exactly the way everybody on the left is looking at this. If you're on the left, you're doing what the left wants you to do, then it doesn't matter if you're breaking the law. You're doing what needs to be done. You're exercising your free right to do so. But try and make it go the other direction. It won't. And it won't because it will not be allowed. Not by the right, but by the left. The left that is allowing all of this stuff now wouldn't allow it if it was the right rising up. And the right is going to be rising up. Mark my words, people are getting sick and tired of this crap that is going on all over this nation. People are getting sick and tired of being told they have to stay locked down. They cannot go back to work. There are companies here in Albuquerque that have completely shuttered down now forever because of what is going on. Does that help our economy? No, it doesn't. Does that help our nation? No, it doesn't. Does that help the everyday person? No, it doesn't. Does that help the liberal agenda? Oh, hell yeah. They're right on top of that one. that helps exactly what they want to do. They want to destroy everything that's been created in this nation, up to and including the Constitution. And all you have to do is look and see and research what has been going on, and you will see that I am telling the truth. It is true. I've been watching this for a long damn time, and it's been happening more and more and more. And now it's gotten to the point where the Democrats don't give a flying flip about what people think. Everything that they want is going to be pushed right out in the open, whereas before they did it kind of silently in the background so that people wouldn't really notice what was going on. Now they don't care. And that includes all these lily-livered little punks that are running around our streets saying that they're looking for equality when they're not. All they're looking for is a reason to go out and destroy things. That's the only thing that they're out there for. Equality has nothing to do with it. A lot of people I know who are black are pissed off about this stuff. They can't see why this is helping anyone, including them. And one of them, I want to see if I can get onto my show in the next couple of weeks, because she will tell everybody exactly that this is not the way to do it. We have laws that are supposed to be followed. When the cops break the laws, they need to be prosecuted. But when people break the laws, they need to be prosecuted too. And that's the one main reason why they're trying to get rid of all these police departments all over the nation, because they don't want to be prosecuted for what they're doing wrong. They don't want to be prosecuted for running around the nation destroying things, saying they want to change for equality. No, they just want to change so that they can do what the hell they want to do to the nation without any consequences to their actions. But no matter how you think about this, folks, there's going to be consequences to every action you have. There's going to be good and bad consequences, and they will come whether you get them here in this life or the next. It's going to happen. We have to start using our brains. We have to start using our common sense, because if we don't, this whole nation is going to go under, and there's going to be nobody to blame but the ones who would not stop this when they had the chance to do it. And it's coming. We have people who, in normal times, would be absolutely fantastic people to know, but they think that all this is right. This has got to continue for the equality of everybody. No, it's not the equality of everybody. It's the raising of one race above the others so that nobody else matters. That's all that's happening here. And I've been watching this boiling up for many, many years now. No, the issue is not Trump's behavior contributing to many of these harsh feelings. What is going on with Trump is that he's somebody that the left cannot control, and they don't like that. They want a president in there that they can control. That's why they want Biden. They can control him. They can stick their fingers around his neck and control everything that he does. Trump, they can't control. He tweets to people. People get his tweets, so they know what he's talking about. The press doesn't like that because he doesn't go through them. The left doesn't like that because he's doing something that they should have done a long damn time ago, going to the people instead of going through channels and having your stories changed as the channels go through. The person that's stoking the flames here is not Trump. It's the left. The people who are running around this nation breaking laws and becoming criminals because they say they're protest quality and protesting for George Floyd. No, they are not. They are just trying to make it so that everybody else thinks that, yeah, maybe Trump's the problem. No, he's not. He's just doing things to try and bring this nation back, and nobody is letting him, let alone the media, the left, and people who decide that because they've heard this in the news, it's got to be true, Trump stokes the flames. No, the flames are being stoked by all these criminals running around this nation, breaking and destroying things, and by the Democrats who will not open this nation up the way it needs to be opened up. And then by allowing all these criminals across this nation to run around like they are completely immune to this disease, and then when they do catch it, we have a complete uptick in everything, and the nation gets locked back down again. No, Trump is not stoking the flames. You're getting your news from a media that will not tell the truth no matter what when it comes to Trump. I had a story here from Tampa Bay, or Tampa, on Monday. The Tampa Police Department Chief Brian Dugan told the media his force was running on empty. The police, we always have, we always have everybody's back and nobody has our back, he said, according to the Tampa Bay Times. Right now, the officers feel like they can't win. Yeah, I can imagine. I wouldn't want to be a cop at time of turmoil and lies told about them. And I would have to agree with them, he said. There are several reasons the Florida police chief gave for the depleted morale, including the difficulty of walking the fine line between giving protesters space, which they shouldn't, and having a presence at events that can turn volatile. And then there was the assault on Saturday. Tampa police were called out to an intersection at 1 a.m. Saturday morning on a report of shots fired and a victim down, according to WFTS-TV. Police say there weren't any gunshots and there wasn't any victim down. Instead, there was, by all accounts, a massive crowd waiting to ambush them, throwing bottles and glass at officers and jumping on police vehicles. There were hundreds of them, Dugan said, Fox News reported. Hundreds. We actually ended up having to call every single police officer that was available that night to respond there from the Tampa Bay, North New Tampa, and to South Tampa. It was an ambush. I have no other way to describe it, Dugan said. When there are that many people out there, and clearly no one had been shot, it was just a setup to get the cops there. That's what we have in this nation today. Everybody's talking about, oh my God, Trump is horrible. He's tweeting. My God, that's the worst thing that can possibly happen. He's stoking the flames of dissidents. Then we have stuff like this, and nobody will talk about it. All we'll hear about something like this, if this actually gets out into the news, and this was from Douglas Golden from Western Journal. So the mainstream media won't touch this one. And they won't touch it because the police were set up to be ambushed here. That's nothing that the left wants to hear. That's nothing that the media wants to hear. That's nothing that the media wants to report. So very few people are even going to hear about this one. But they're happening all over the United States. And we have things like this going on all over. The news won't report it. The left won't report it. Only the outlets that will actually tell the truth about what is going on will report it. So very few people actually get this news because most people, most liberals will not even go to a site like Western Journal, One America News, Breitbart News. Most of them won't even go to them, won't even know the other side of the story, what really happened. all they'll hear is that the police have again had a clash with people and the police are wrong. And it all goes boils down to the one plain fact that most of the people who are reading all these stories about how horrible Trump is or how he's stoking the flames of fire for going on and how the police are horrible, need to be disbanded. They're only getting, oh yeah, Breitbart is a white supremacist publication. Give me a freaking break. Why? Because it doesn't tell your side of the story? I don't listen to CNN. They can't tell the truth about anything. I don't listen to MSNBC. They can't tell the truth about anything. I do hear them because I want to know what the other side is saying. And then after I get both sides of the story, I go out and research what the hell has happened. And 9 times out of 10, Breitbart is right. CNN is wrong. Breitbart is right. MSNBC is wrong. So if being right makes you a white supremacist, hallelujah. I'd never heard of before. I have now, I guess. I swear. Everything's white supremacist if it doesn't agree with the left. That to me is just one of these things that shows that most people just do not have common sense anymore. They don't want to use common sense anymore because it'll make them swing just a little bit differently than they are right now. They want to just tear this nation down. They want to blow this nation up. They want to kill people. They want to destroy property and get away with it. Breitbart is not a white supremacist publication. Breitbart tells the truth on most of everything that I've ever seen come out of Breitbart. Anymore, folks, we have an organization or somebody who doesn't agree with the powers that be on the left or the people that get their ideas from the lamestream lying liberal media. If we don't agree with them, then we're racist or white supremacist or devils in blue jeans or something, some stupid thing. But I have, like I said, I've been watching what is going on in this nation, and I've been watching it for a long damn time. Being 67 gives me the eyesight to be able to look back and see all this coming. It's been coming for a long damn time, and it's all been coming from the left. They don't want this nation to be a constitutional republic. They've wanted it to be a democracy so they could change that democracy into socialists. And then once they get to that point, they'll want to change it to communism. And that's what's coming here, folks. And I've had a lot of people over the years tell me that I'm wrong on this, but every step of the way, I've been right. I've been right on every bit of this. And if this isn't stopped now, it's going to get worse. And no, there are no scare tactics here. No scare tactics at all. It's the truth. It is what is going on. Go ahead and keep your mind closed. I don't care. You're the only one that's hurting yourself. And I heard that mumbo jumbo during the 60s too. Still doesn't make it right. Still doesn't make it wrong. It still doesn't make it wrong. And Martin Luther King was not a communist. I know people who called him that. But I'll tell you what, he'd be turning over in his grave now from what is going on in this nation. Because this isn't what he wanted. This isn't what he fought for. This isn't what he died for. And I could just see him rolling over in his grave and throwing his hands up to God in heaven saying, what is going on here? These people are getting totally stupid. And yeah, they are. As insane as this nation is getting, we ain't seen nothing yet if this isn't stopped. And it isn't stopped soon. I never heard the civil rights movement being called communist. Never heard that one. You're giving me all kinds of things that I've never heard before, and I've watched. There's always going to be someone who doesn't know what the hell they're talking about who's going to say, oh, wow, Trump is a bad guy because he's not doing what I want to, so I'm going to destroy that asshole and get him out of the White House. I've heard people talk about Martin Luther King being somebody who shouldn't have been doing what he was doing, but I'm glad he did. Because of that, for a while, we had good race relations. For a while. Now, essentially, what's going on in this nation is we're reverting ourselves to back before the 60s and doing all of this stuff that's causing all of this to revert itself and go right back to what. And the main reason for that is because we have forgotten our past. We're not being taught our past. So we are going to repeat it. And a lot of this stuff that's going on today is not something I would want to repeat. But we're going to repeat it because nobody seems to understand what is going on. Nobody seems to understand right from wrong. Nobody seems to care. And you can keep throwing these things out at me about all of this stuff. It doesn't freaking matter. You ask me, how can you have good relations during Jim Crow? Jim Crow was a long damn freaking time ago. It's happening today. What is happening today is not Jim Crow. It's the dissidents that have decided that to take this nation and tear it apart because they want to do it. That's not Jim Crow. That's not Martin Luther King. That's not anything that happened in the 60s. It's happening here in the 20s, 2020. And it has nothing to do with Martin Luther King, has nothing to do with Jim Crow, has nothing to do with what happened in the 60s. They're tearing what happened in the 60s apart. So the good things that came out of the 60s will no longer be in effect because they're tearing it all down. And then we have these articles that are showing up all over the place. Like this one that I was reading about from Tampa Bay where the cops were being ambushed. And nobody cares. Nobody cares because it's the police, after all. We have to stop and think, oh, it's because Jim Crow did this decades and decades and decades and decades ago. It's because Martin Luther King was called a communist by somebody in the 60s. No. It's because the people today are getting stupid. They don't know what the hell is good for them, so they're going to make what they want, which is not going to be good for anybody. And I got to find where I'm at here. Let's see. We will be right back after these important messages for the second hour of the show.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based in Jamestown, Indiana, 46147. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, eye in the sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless. From photographing homes for realtors to weddings with video and photos, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective hard to attain to. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, 317-827-3270, or email us at gardinger@reagan.com. We are your one-stop for drone service company for photography. Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with cutthroat precision and accuracy. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, running his own business, the Matt Joseph Investigations Company. His best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is Chief of Police of South Tucson Police Department. The job that gets Matt on this case also brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present day, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds a mystery, but there's also a dark cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt has been hired to find out what is going on without getting caught up in its death and destruction in the process. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries featuring Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.amazon.com/dp/15002844491. It's also available in digital form on Amazon, too. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert T. Garding. Order it now. Okay, we are back. I have a caller, but I had said at the beginning of the show that I probably wouldn't be able to go much over an hour if I could, and real time has caught up with me. I do have to go, but it is not because I have a phone call that would probably take up the rest of the freaking hour, because the person who wants to talk only gets their news from the left, liberal, lamestream, lying media. They don't listen to anything else. They want to bring up the past, which is already out of here, but it's being brought back. And the black left perspective is the same as the left perspective. Everything that the left wants is to destroy this nation and tear it down. And I don't want to be party to that, because this is the greatest nation this world has ever seen. Try and go to another country and have the same freedoms you have here, and you won't find them. But it's like I'd said before, I have to go because several things are pushing on me now, and I have to get out of here. I wanted to try and do my two-hour show today, but it doesn't look like it's going to be happening, because there is a lot that's happening right now that has to be taken care of. So I will be back on Tuesday for a one-hour show, and next Friday I'll try and do the 2 hours, but there's nothing I can do about this. I have to go today, so I will talk to you all later. We have things going on in this nation. You have to use your common sense. You have to use common sense. And that's what's sorely lacking in our society today, is common sense. And it's a never-ending battle, I swear. But we have to go, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday. God bless America. God bless our troops. And I will meet you again over to the side of the road.
Get your hands off the wheel before you lose your load. See the sun stare you down like it might explode. You're all alone, tired and hungry from your last stand. Getting high with the angels of the promised land. When there's nothing left to lose, then you turn and run.
God bless you all.